Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Lately, in the last almost year, the Holy Spirit has nudged me to grow my public speaking skills. And he's spoken to me in my heart in that still, small, quiet voice, giving me the topics of which to talk about. I don't pre-plan. My husband and I, when we got married last year, right before that, he trained me. He's the leader, the head of household, even though we've been forced to be separated at this point for over a year since Easter Sunday, 2022. And as I record this, it is, I believe, July 25th, 2023. He's still the head of household, even though a death threat was put on my husband's and my life. And my husband is one of the most spiritually sound men, connected, heavily connected to the creator of the universe. And I'm literally just living life, trying to keep a positive attitude towards the insurance companies. It's been almost 3 weeks. I was hit. My vehicle is in process of being repaired. The other person admitted 100% fault. Multi-billion dollar insurance companies delaying on purpose, blocking me from making money in my job, blocking me from having doctor's appointments. But I keep a positive attitude because I'm a child of the Most High King, and he's trained me to build my resiliency muscles. And as he has assigned me to take a road trip to find out what options I can help move it along, if I can help move it along more swiftly so I can get back to my day job, if the Holy Spirit allows me to. I don't even know if my back is broken or not, but it hurts a lot. And I'm keeping, as best I can, a positive attitude. And the Holy Spirit said to me, Erin, are you ready for another episode? I said, yep, I am. Of course, Lord. What's the topic? He said, oh, I love it. I love the Holy Spirit. I love that he trusts me. And he whispered. He whispered in my heart for richer or for poorer. It's a common phrase that is said in your vows when you get married. If you're in a society that speaks English. And it might be something similar in your language. I'm not sure. I'm learning about other languages as the Holy Spirit is training me up and equipping me in foreign tongues and through the power of, internet translation services and whatnot. The first thing that came to mind was, man, am I trusting in my Heavenly Father to be my financial source. The head of household, if you live and you follow the belief system that I follow, which is you worship the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ is the Son, the Father of all of us, and the Holy Spirit. If you follow that faith system, however you choose to identify it, whatever denomination you come from, doesn't matter. We're all of one accord. And in the scriptures, it specifically states that the man is the head of household. That we are to submit as wives to our husbands. But the head of both of us is the creator of the universe. He is the ultimate source. And that is what I have clung to. This ultimate concern. This faith. I've had to. Because there was a death threat put on my husband's and my life, even though we live in America, and even though he's a war hero veteran, and even though I've done nothing but positive free service for my nation and for the world, huge level of value, trillions and trillions of dollars of value I've gifted for richer or for poorer. They've tried their best to destroy my marriage. That's what the enemy does. We are in the end times, people, whether you want to believe it or not. The enemy is a deceiver. And if you read in the Revelations, Okay, the Holy Spirit's showing me Revelations 13:9, so look that up. I'm on my way to try and solve this car accident thing, since lazy people are not doing their jobs. Just one of the two insurance companies in the last 12 months has profited over $10 billion with a B, dollars. They're being lazy. They're being lazy and on purpose. They have people in their organizations that on purpose try to keep their money in house. I know this because my oldest brother's best friend from high school is one of those kinds of people. And he hired him part-time at one point, and he tells me things. And that's okay, because for richer or for poorer, even though I've been forced into homelessness multiple times, and even though my husband and I married last year, and even though top-level leaders, evil leaders that abduct children, sacrifice them, torture them in private, and make a lot of money doing it, even though they tried to have my husband and me killed, I married the best. I married the best, most fierce, trained assassin in all of the world. Because the Holy Spirit loves me, loves this mission He assigned to me, and He loves how much faith I have that even when they tried to destroy my marriage and have me killed, tried and did successfully force me into torture for 3 years in my own nation, breaking the Geneva Code multiple times. Because these people, this Illuminati people, they are everywhere in every major nation, including America. They are the people that have the most money in the world. You need to pay attention to who has the most money in the world and go back to the scriptures. Go back to when Jesus walked the earth and He was tempted. He was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights fasting. And the Holy Spirit is a part of Him. He couldn't sin. He was unable to sin, but the enemy still tempted Him. When He was at His weakest point, I believe 40 days, like close to the 40th day, He took Him to the top mountain where He could see all the ends of the earth. So you need to be thinking about also how we're told in society that the earth is a sphere. How could He see all the ends of the earth? If you believe in the whole Bible, how could He do that? If there are ends, that means there is not a round earth. You need to start thinking differently about what you are told. He said, if you bow down this one time, I'll give you all the riches in the world. He knew that Jesus Christ was powerful. The enemy was one of the top angels from the creator of the universe before he was banished to earth. One of the ministers I look up to, Joyce Meyer, you need to look her up. I was listening to one of her sermons the other day, and she spoke about what a lot of theologians believe. Lucifer was his name when he was one of the angels, and he was one of the top angels. They believe one of the worship leaders. He uses music now to separate you from the Father. So music that is in society that doesn't bring love, that doesn't bring joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, but sexualizes children, you need to think about what lyrics you're allowing into kids' ears. On the radio, on the streaming services, you need to inspect what you expect. I had the greatest parents I was blessed to be born from, and my mother, extremely strict with me, way more strict than she was with my brothers, but that's all right. There are double standards in society for women, because it is our job to protect women and men, but men are designed to be warriors. And my mom, they had this thing back in the day, it was like, I forget what the company name was, but they had these little postcards. You could get 12 CDs for a penny. And in the small fine print, each, you had to buy 6 CDs, and each was like $30 or $25. I signed up. I was a little 10-year-old, I think, or 11. And my mom was listening to all the CDs that I had selected as loud as she could. And she had a spreadsheet she had created and wrote down all of the curse words, or all the sexual innuendo words. that I was allowing into my ears. I told her, Mom, it doesn't matter. I'm not impacted by that stuff. She knew not to listen to her child because it's parents' jobs to teach your children, to discipline your children. That was the most embarrassing thing she had ever done. She tallied it up, all the bad words. Well, I was friends with the girl down the street. Her mom was a single parent doing the best she could, but I looked up to my friend. She was a couple years older, and her mom wasn't as strict with her about what she was listening to and allowing her to absorb, because she was trying to pay all the bills as one parent. And my mom quickly had a conversation with her after I confessed, right? Well, I learned about these artists from her. Some of them, I remember specifically, Snoop Dogg was one. D'Angelo, Brown Sugar Babe, I guess high up. Yeah, all those things, right? Montel Jordan. These were all popular hits back in the day. And many people still like them. And you might not think, oh, what's the big deal? It's a huge deal when you sexualize children at a young age, when you teach them that it's okay to have sex as little kids. Why do you think they're doing that in the music industry? Why do you think they've been doing that? Because for a long time, 1600 years, that's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. 1600 years, this evil, dark, rich group that bowed down one time to Lucifer. They have access to all the money, all the riches in the world. They are given dominion and power over the earth, but they are not more powerful than the creator of the universe who made every one of them. So there's going to be a time coming very soon, for richer or for poorer. I can't wait. I've been obedient to this calling that was put on my heart in 2018. I had no idea that same year there was a movie created called The Sound of Freedom, and it was ready. But they on purpose blocked it. I believe the Holy Spirit designed it to be blocked for 5 years because it's in alignment with what happened in the pandemic in 2020. And it's in alignment with the crowning, the adding of the positions around the world to global mental health ambassadors. Every major nation is being added a position specifically for mental health. And I've won the contest. Every single nation will learn from me. Their mental health leaders will learn from me, because he healed me from suicidal ideations after 18 years of struggling by myself. He's gifted me over 40 alternative therapies. When my doctor, when I was 14 years old, told me there were no alternative options outside of pharmaceutical recommendations. I'm not against the pharma industry at all. In fact, I encourage you to take medications if you need to for 6 months or less. I'm against liars. I'm against people that profit off of the vulnerable. And I can't wait for October's meeting. I get to meet all the presidents, all the first wives, and they get to meet my husband in private, because he and his buddies, his associations, decided to listen to me, protect me, cover me. And even though he and I have been separated with zero contact for over a year, for richer or for poorer, I will love him till the day I die. And I might die a horrific death, but I don't think I will. I don't think I will, because they see me as an asset. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been stealing from me for the last 3 years. So they're going to sign a contract, every single president that's alive, and their wives, because I respect the authority of the spouse as they should respect me as a veteran spouse. But many of them have disrespected me and broken laws in my own nation, in America, embarrassing America for the whole world to see. I can't wait for that meeting, because they even stole from my mother, who's the daughter of a World War II veteran, grandmother, who takes care of her grandchildren, and she is a widow. They've embarrassed themselves. But I'm going to demonstrate mercy, because the more mercy in my faith system that I believe in, the more mercy I demonstrate to others, the more mercy is gifted to me. And that's why I believe the Holy Spirit has gifted me so much value, because I've had so much faith. When every single person I spoke to Everyone didn't believe in me. Even my own husband. When I had the vision in 2020, I told him, I can't tell you who's going to be in the room, but let's just say they're big names. Even he didn't believe me. He said, everybody says you're a dreamer. I said, watch me. But I know his buddies listen in on my tech and share links to my stuff every now and then. I know. I know that now he doesn't question. He trusts me fully. I'm believing that he's alive, even though I haven't heard from him. I texted him one time last year and they destroyed my phone. I had a top level officer of the United States Army try and fix it. And he said, you need to go to the Apple store, because it was an iPhone they destroyed. It was under the 12-month warranty, but Apple wouldn't let me take it back to the store. They use a third-party company, so I took it to Best Buy. The Best Buy top technician couldn't fix it. He said, I have no idea. I've never seen this problem before. So he went through all the proper steps and procedures to try and fix it. He said, the mainframe or some kind of tech language that's not in my lane. So I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in what he said, but in my recollection, in how my brain remembers it, he said, you will get a brand new phone. The front part, the face of the phone will be the original, but everything else will be brand new. The people that look out for me and protect my husband, they are not desiring for us to be together, but love is the most powerful force in the world. And I told him about my vision that I had. I have the gift of prophecy from the Holy Spirit. He gives me visions in his timing. I don't ask for visions. Sometimes I do, but he chooses when he shares things with me to not overwhelm me. And I had that vision very clearly. And he's allowed me to share it now publicly. I had it on Veterans Day when I was forced into homelessness, into safe housing in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of a state that wasn't my residency because doctors refused to test people for COVID in my household, laughed at them, said, you're not 85, there's no way you could have COVID. There was a lot of division in 2020. There was a lot of lies being told to all of us. Confusion is of the enemy, it's not of the Father. And I'm grateful for two people. Two veterans, great men, that decided to listen to me, decided to go on my behalf, and privately, in secret, worked together from two opposing political parties. Because they knew right away that the Illuminati is real. They knew that I was in big trouble. And they decided to help me, even though my business wasn't profitable yet. What they didn't plan on was me falling in love with the man that did the most work. They've done everything to test me in this contest. They've done everything to destroy my joy, to steal from me, to tell all of my associations and any new associations that I met, that I was suicidal, that I was crazy, just like they did to Jesus when he walked this earth. Oh, you're demonic. You're healing people? You're demonic. You must be from Satan. You must be from the enemy. Yeah, that was even told to me. When Bill Dolan forced me to take a phone call and they illegally recorded it, and I told him that the Blackwater Alumni Group protected me and I married the top guy that protected me. The Holy Spirit told me to say his name out loud. He is not in the circle. He is homosexual, hiding with a front marriage. And I believe he is a grandfather. He has 5 children. That's what he told me. He has a pacemaker. He's only got a few years left. He chose, even though he has a lot of money, and he publicly announced that he was a friend of mine for life, friends with Obama and President Clinton. He chose to not help me at all. 7-figure salary plus commissions. I asked him for help when I didn't want to speak to anybody. He forced me on a phone call. And after that phone call, the Holy Spirit revealed to me a conversation that Bill had with a Democratic leader. I didn't want to believe. I didn't want to believe that this vision was true from the Father above. But it is, and it was. And I told him, I'm so sorry, friend. I tested you this week. This was maybe a month or two ago. I have to love you from a distance. He said, do you mind telling me why? Sure. I waited a couple days and prayed on it to ask the Father if he really wanted me to tell him. He said, go ahead and show him the journal entry, time stamped and everything. He called on my behalf. He tried to defend me, and they laughed at him and said, we're going to teach Aaron a lesson. She's not to mess with us ever again. Who does she think she is, essentially, in a nutshell? And he said, I want no part of this. I only agreed to get information from her to you if it was a threat to our nation's security. Have her win a contest or something. I'm done with this. And then I tested him. That was last fall. That was last fall. He could have helped me in an emergency, but he chose not to help me at all. He wasted my time. He started interviewing me like I was going to be a part of his team. Introduced me to, I believe, his executive producer. I gave him 2 free business ideas, extremely valuable, and he chose to not help me at all. He needs to go to prison. He is just as guilty, and he is a Christian. That's how he identifies himself. If you know, if you have the ability within yourself to help someone and you choose not to, that is sin. He knows it. We are in the end times, people. I'm going to show him mercy. But the authorities will know now, and they get to decide. The ultimate judge is the Father above. So many people were involved in trying to have me killed and trying to ruin my reputation. I can't wait for October's meeting to take place. Mark my words, President Trump will be in office in 2024. He chose to help me. He chose to use his entire security team to assist me in keeping me alive. And they committed treason to use me as an informant without asking my permission. I would never, ever do anything to disrespect President Trump. Once a president, always a president. And these people thought that they were so smart that they could just cover their trail. But what they didn't plan on was that I was raised by many veteran spouses as well as 2 great parents that love America. And I've chosen love every single time. And the creator of the universe is more powerful than all the evil and darkness in the world. And I'm not afraid to die. You have to. If you have a calling on your heart, and it's a big global calling, you have to ask yourself, are you willing to lose it all, even your marriage, for the Father above? I made a decision when I was a little girl, and I've been trained in the church, that the Father, the creator of the universe, is in charge, and then my husband. I've never doubted in this calling, but there have been a lot of powerful, rich people that have tried their best to destroy me, destroy my marriage, destroy this purpose, and I keep on getting back up. Nobody is going to keep me from my husband any further. No one's going to harm my husband or me. If you do, you're out. Over $270 trillion that's going to move through on our businesses in my lifetime. The creator of the universe is the ultimate source. You mess with a veteran spouse, you mess with all veterans in America and around the world. Nobody's going to let you get away with it. You get to choose to repent to the Father. You get to choose to come back. The Father will allow you to repent. There will be consequences if you tried to have me killed. My husband has been studying every single person's move. Oh, for the last 3 years, almost. This October will be 3 full years. So I recommend you not try to cover up anything else because it just makes it look worse for you. Money will be moved into our bank accounts, tax-free. No one will ever try to falsely arrest me or any of my associations. That's what I put in that letter in 2020. 20-page letter, yeah. The people that made bad choices, there will be consequences, but we're going to show you mercy. After October's meeting, I'm not going to be talking about this anymore. If I get interviewed on people's talk shows, I'm going to say this. Just like the Father washes away all our sins when we ask Him to forgive us, so have I forgotten what these people have done in my nation. Because it's my job, it's my assignment to bring unity and love around the world and to make America look so flipping good. I can't wait for that position. I can't wait to be on all major TV shows, international shows. I can't wait for people to translate my therapies into multiple languages and sell them all around the world. Yeah, in multiple languages. I am so valuable to America. I can't wait. And by my 40th birthday, my husband and I, no matter how many businesses we have, no matter how much money's in our bank account, we are only going to keep 10%. I know that we're going to be the first to do it, and there's going to be many other people that start doing it as well. I can't wait. I can't wait. You get to design the life of your dreams if you stay close to the Father. And if you ask Him specifically how you can serve others and spend time with Him, listen to Him. I speak with the Father every day, multiple times throughout the day, in every decision, big and small. When you survive death, it changes you. It changes your perspective. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. I can't wait to be called upon from the presidents and from the first wives for them to reach out to my husband and I and ask for prayer and guidance and discernment. I can't wait because that's what the Father told me is my assignment, one of my assignments. I imagine that we'll grow in responsibility as we demonstrate our effectiveness to help turn our economy around. I can't wait, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all the security teams and for President Trump especially, for he and his wife, for showing up to my concerts. The launch year of Erin Nicole Ministries. He had, of course, his camera off and name changed because I asked my husband. I said, can you invite all the presidents that you're connected to? And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I would. It's a dream of mine to be able to sing for a president and their wife. Are you kidding me? It would be an absolute dream. And I told him, I said, I want you there too because you're the reason I launched this whole thing. And he smiled. He said, I'll do what I can. That was before we got married. That was before we even talked about marriage. He asked me to marry him when I first met him after a couple of weeks because that's what good men do. They don't shy away from letting their intentions be known. But I made him wait a year. I can't wait to see my husband again. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait for the meeting to take place and all these evil Illuminati people to be destroyed or repent of the ways. Oh, repent of the ways and come back to the Father. Come back to the Father. You know, there's plenty of people that just would destroy them easily and nobody would even know. Right? Or maybe a lot of people would and then they'd start all repenting and, right? We could do that. There's all sorts of ways we can fix this whole child sex slavery thing that's going on around the world. I'm going to stay in my lane and I'm not going to advise and tell warriors how to do their jobs, and nobody's going to tell me how to do mine. Moving forward, they're all going to trust me. Trust me as the asset, and we're going to have a lot of guidance and prayer. On our board, we're going to be equally distributed, all political parties. So nobody's going to say, oh, you're trying to do this or, oh, you're trying to do that. We're going to say, hey, look, I know you have a lot of assumptions, just like we all have a-holes. But I'm going to show them, and we are going to show them publicly how we're distributing our monies on the website, because we're going to hire the best tech people to do that, and we're going to hire the best cybersecurity people to protect the intellectual properties in America, because we're a huge asset in America and around the world. And wherever the Holy Spirit says this is where we need to help, that's where we will send monies to. No one's going to buy us out. No one's going to bribe us to give money to other nations. It's time for America to get help again, because there was a lot of nations that attacked us in 2020 and have been for a long time, and people are getting paid through illegal money laundering channels. And we're going to put them away. Yeah, put them away. Or give them a chance to be forgiven, to confess, to repent, and to not do it anymore. That's what the Father allows all of us to do. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. Oh, I can't wait. If you desire to know this Father like I know and have a personal relationship with Him, not just know about Him like the demons know about Him, but to actually have a relationship with Him where you can reach out to Him at any time about anything, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't buy it. I can't earn it. You give it freely, Father. I do confess that I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I ask you to replace all the mistakes that I've made. Replace it with your truth. Remind me when I make mistakes to do the right thing and ask people for forgiveness. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. If you can, get plugged into a small group in person, because the internet will get shut down sometime in November. And we want you to have relationships with people in case emergency plans need to take place. People that you can reach out to, call, or even your neighbors. We all collectively need to look out for the children, because they're going to get worse about this abduction thing when the internet goes down. They're going to get way worse. And it's my job, since the Holy Spirit reveals things to me in the future, it's my job to share the truth with you as soon as He allows me to. So share this message with anyone that cares about the children of the world. We are not for sale. They are not for sale. No one is for sale. What they do in private will be brought to light. They will either be annihilated, as the Holy Spirit has said multiple times to me by sending me specific scriptures, or they will repent and all of their monies will be distributed. All, every single dollar, euro, Bitcoin, however they define the money in their bank account. They will not be allowed to do this anymore. They went into my bank account using satellite interception, forced me into homelessness, flipped my money into negative $6,000 just because they could. We're going to move all of their money out of their bank accounts. They're not going to do this to anybody else. They targeted me just because I am an adult survivor of sexual child abuse as early as 3 years old. And I speak the truth. They are threatened by my power. They don't need to be threatened. They need to be reminded that the Father loves us all. And He does allow for forgiveness, but you don't get to hide if you've killed children. You will be brought to the forefront. You will be a lesson for the rest of the world to see. They're going to start shipping up their behavior. And I can't wait to be reunited with my husband. Ooh, I can't wait. So share this episode if it has done anything for you and if you are a supporter of protecting children around the world and in your neighborhoods and in your families. And if you love America or you love veterans or you love something about me and my mission, our family's mission, if you are a supporter of protections for people with mental health conditions, like whatever it is, if you like my music, whatever it is, share this episode with those that you care about, that you love. I bring you nothing but the truth, the whole truth. And I got no reason to lie because I survived death. I tell you straight from my perspective. All right, thanks guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.